test will be on when? Friday? No. What time is the test? Okay. All right, class, your second test will be on Friday in the evening, yeah, like yesterday, okay? Again, 5 questions, very simple questions. So if you have been very attentive in lesson, you shouldn't be a problem for you to get 50 and above. You see, I'm so lenient. I always drop my standard. Oh, okay, so I'll tell what, if I can finish everything before the second session on Friday, my lesson, then the test shall take place on the second session. I'll let you know anyway. Because you know why? If we do it on Saturday, you know some of them, then when is the receipt? Okay, never mind. In the name of Jesus, we continue with our study on the book of Genesis. Now we come to chapter 26. Now, after God has spoken to Isaac, yeah, and Isaac built an altar to God. Now, look at what happened next. The people who bullied them came to patch up with them. Okay, with Isaac and his family. Now, I want you to read verse 28. Verse 28. But they said, "We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So we said, let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you." Okay, again, the people said, "Yeah, we have seen what? That the Lord is with you." Can you see how important it is as Christian if we can always what, keep way, right? And because this is something that not a normal human beings can do, right? So a person without empowerment from on high, can never do such a thing, because the world doesn't teach us to give way. The world teaches us to fight for our right, to fight for everything. Right? Now, here, remember, I told you about the similarity. Now, did people in the time of Abraham see that God was with Abraham? You remember that chapter? This will be one of your test questions. Okay, we turn to, where is it? Chapter 21, yeah? Now, read verse 22. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Philcor, the commander of his army, spoke to Abraham, saying, "God is with you in all that you do." Yeah? And the same way of life, or same exhibition in the life of Jacob, yeah? I mean, the same patterns of life can be witnessed in the life of what? Isaac, his son. You understand what I'm saying now? Right? Now, I think this is so important, It's like the highlight of the life of the patriarchs. Okay? Now, even though Jacob 1 is not very clear, but we can see that, see the same thing in the life of Joseph. Right? Yeah. When we come to that, we'll let you know. Yeah? Okay? Now, so, class, it's not about how you want to live your life, okay? life is not about what you want to do, you know, how you want to do, or what you want to do in life. Yeah? Life is about allowing people to see God in you. And that is like the essence of your life. Okay? Now, you can be a beggar, you know, a begging food or whatever. You can be a lowly worker, you know, someone who do, you know, cleaning work in an office block or whatever, in a school, right? And to me, that, you know, that is not very important. And what is important is God in you. That's the most important. Right? Now, so I think we need to remember this. Obviously, as youngsters, we need to work hard, you know, like on our study or whatever. Now, this is the most important thing. While working very hard for your study, can people see God in you? Right? Just like Isaac, living a very normal life, being blessed so much by God. He was blessed tremendously by God, yeah, in the year of famine. And the message is that, you know, when he was oppressed, he was able to show that God is in him. That is the most important. Right, so we hope that either in your family or even in school or where you are, I think some of you will move away from home, you know, after the summer, will go to universities, you know, make sure that this should become the objective of your life. You understand what I'm saying? Right? Now, so you find that if you do not live a godly life or whatever, then you end up being like the Gentile. Okay? And it's like, you know, you have not done what is required of you. We are like a beacon of light in this world of darkness. We are here to shine forth with the light of the gospel. At first, the people of the world must be able to notice that there is a difference between you and them in terms of your life. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? God in Isaac. Right, now, we'll come back. Huh? So these people, they came to, you know, patch up and to make a what? To make a covenant. Remember I gave you a verse on this? Yeah. And I said to you that you should be able to use a verse from Proverbs to summarize the life. That is going to be your test question. That has been my test question for many years already. I'm giving it away. So if you don't remember, then don't blame me. I have told you the verse already. Remember that? Well, which verse is that? 16:7. Okay, turn to Daniel. 16:7. Proverbs 16:7. Yeah. Okay. Can someone please read? 16:7. No one wants to read? Okay, so I think this is a perfect summary, you know, of the story of Isaac as far as chapter 26 is concerned. Okay, even his enemies won. Has become his friend. Right? And so we believe that, you know, as long as we learn how to give way, to give in, right, then God will guide and direct, right? Okay, now, I want you to look at verse 29 now. Back to Genesis chapter 26, verse 29. That you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord. These are the words, you know, spoken by the Gentiles, by the Philistines. Yeah. Okay, now so they could recognize that, you know, clearly Isaac, you know, was the blessed one of the Lord, right? Now so here is another example. Yeah? Remember I told you about Abraham being a blessing to others, and the son also did the same. Can you see now? Hi class, I know you're going to enjoy yourself in the afternoon. You know, maybe I should suggest to the organizer to cancel them. You're not serious when I'm asking questions, you're not answering my question. Okay, can you see now? Right? Be a blessing to others. How can we be a blessing to others? Right? When you demonstrate the virtues of God in your life, in this case, he kept giving way, right? For people to see that God is in them, and in a way, people can also see that what? Isaac was a blessed person. Right? Now, you find that by being not entering into a conflict with the Philistine means that he was a blessing to them. Okay, now bear in mind, like what I said, yeah, because Abraham has given everything that he had to his son Isaac, including the armies. Right? You find that he did not use the army to fight. That is a blessing to not only a blessing to people around him, he had become a blessing to his enemies. Okay. Huh? That's the idea. So I hope that, you know, after the seminar, you should be a blessing to your family members. You must be a blessing to the church. Right? So, you know, you must be determined to be a changed person when you return home. Your father, your mother, your siblings, your relatives, your friends, whoever around you could notice that you have a marked change in your life. Right? You know, sometimes it's quite sad, you know, when we go visiting, you know, parents say, "Aiya, no ge zai ya, mo mo lo ya, mo me goi bin wo." There's not much change, you know, in the life of my daughter or my son, you know, after the YPPC. You know, you make me feel shy. I don't know how to cover my face. You understand what I'm saying? Be determined to change yourself. Because we are the children of God. Is that okay? Alright? Okay. All right. Now, 31 to 34. Yeah. So Isaac woke up early in the morning and sent them away. What? Now, after the Philistine had gone, here again they found another well with water. Now, we can see this in verse 32. Now, verse 33 says, so it called it Sheba, meaning what? Well of the oath, or well of the seven. Okay? Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba to this day. Right? Now, so you find that after the reconciliation, you know, the Gentiles came to patch up with Isaac, you find that God is blessing, like, you know, came upon Isaac, yeah, continuously. He spoke to Isaac, you know, reaffirmed him of his promises, yeah, and then what? And then allowed them to dig another well of water, you know, that kind of blessing. And most crucially, God gave them spaciousness. You know, living in a land of Canaan is like in a foreign land. Right now, Isaac and the family were able to move freely amongst the Gentiles. That's the blessing of God. Yeah? Now, before we move on to the next chapter, I want to read verse 34. Something that I want all of you youngsters to remember this. Okay? Now, when Esau was 40 years old, he took his wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and the Bashmath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. Now, look at verse 35. The reactions, yeah, from the parents. And there were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah. You know, class, you need to remember, even though we live in this so-called free world, yeah, like in the UK, this country is governed by the law of the land here. Right? No doubt about it. But some of the things, yeah, are not Christian. Okay? Now, you find that some of the things mentioned in the country, right, actually erode the value of Christianity. Okay? Now, here the world might tell you that you have the right to do what you want to do. Okay? Because now you are no longer a minor. You are past the age of 18. You are independent. You can do what you want. But that is not the teaching of the Bible. And you cannot say, you know, I don't care about what my parents, think. As long as I like a guy, I just stay with him or whatever. No, that is wrong in the eyes of God. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? And to put it more seriously, that is a sin. You get what I'm saying? Right? So, obviously you can choose. Right? Now, your existence owes to your parents. Okay? The fact that now you're 18 is because your parents have done so much for you. You could not have grown up to 18 without the love from your parents. Can you? No. That's why I spare a thought for them. Okay? Now, when you read Genesis, you'll find that, okay? Isaac and Rebekah were badly grieved by the actions of Esau. That's why, to me, he was an irresponsible person. No wonder the Bible describes him as a godless and profane. How do you spell profane? Profane. Yes, I know. Alright, now, also the Bible says what? He is a fornicator. Right? In other words, it's me. Yeah. He is like a worldly person, right? Worldly person. So we are children of God. Again, I said we are children of God. Don't allow the what? If I can use the word, yeah, the oneness inside you, yeah, you need to dictate your life. Okay, now as children of God, this must be put to death. Just be the children of God. Is that clear? Right? Don't say to yourself that now I'm 18, I can do what I want. Right? And that is being very unchristian. I'm telling you. Is that clear? You know? To show that you have grown up, then you need to be even more submissive. You need to be even more God-fearing. Right? You need to be even more understanding. You get what I'm saying? What? What? Greet the parents. You think it's good to be greeted? I said to you all the classes before. I said because now you are not parents. You do not know how your parents feel. One day when you become a parent yourself, then you will know the pain within. What? And if your children do not listen, they do what they want outside, they sin against God. Yeah? And they break away from you, how will you feel? Okay? spare a thought for them. Now again, I said because we are Christians, so we should cultivate ourselves with a correct mindset. We must not be influenced by the corruptions of the world. The world teaches you to do practically everything against the Bible. You know, in the UK, you cannot whack the child. You can't, you'll be taken to court. Now, even youngster, you beat me, I'm going to sue you. What kind of world is this? You can't even discipline your own children. You know, 10 years old, you said, you beat me, I'm going to sue you. Go and see for yourself in Africa how they discipline the children. There's a full-time worker in Africa. The kid is very naughty. When I saw it, I ran away. It's too much, but I didn't stop him. I was like, go on, go. I'm in support of that. The value of the Bible. You cannot spare your rod. You know, sometimes you find that, yeah? You know, families, you know, values is eliminated from, you know, from the family because of the practice of the society. Right? That's why child become wild, seriously. You know, 14 years old, 15 years old, kill people, rob the bank. Whoa, so what is this? No discipline at home. But remember, we are different. Yeah? We are not one of them. We are not one of them. Therefore, we should not behave like them. Is that clear? Okay? We must show that we are children of God. We are what? We are the light of the world. We enter into the world with the light of God to allow the world to see that what? We have this gospel of salvation. Okay? Now, we come back. Now, the strange things has developed in the family. So strange, okay? Now, I want you to turn back to chapter 25 first. Chapter 24. We look at verse 67, and then we read chapter 25, verse 28. Okay. Chapter 24, verse 67. Now, when they first got married, they loved one another like what? Okay. Now, so Isaac was comforted after his mother's death, okay? They truly love one another. Now, you know when children begin to emerge in the family, then obviously, you know, that the parents need to adjust themselves very well. Because you're not getting married, so we are not going to talk about this anyway. You're too young to think about having a family. Hello? Is that not true? At least 5 years later than you. Not 5 years later. No, not even that. 10 years later is an order. Okay. Yeah. Class, don't get too excited. Okay, come back. Now, look at chapter 25. You people are not ready yet, okay? I think with the exception of one or two only. Okay. Come. Verse 28, yeah? And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Funny, isn't it? So strange. It's like, I don't know how, but it seems that, you know, gradually the family developed into two camps within. Right? Even though they did not go against one another, but from the description given, it seems that two camps were formed. You understand what I'm saying? And so the father loved the firstborn and the mother loved the second child. That kind of thing. It's a weird, weird scenario. Right? Now, so you find that this later on developed into something very serious when you come to chapter 27. Okay, now, class? You're too young, forget it. Don't want to talk about this now. Okay, we come back to chapter 27. Now, 27 tells us that Isaac was advanced in age. So obviously, you know, in those days, in the ancient time, you know, before a father died, he would like to first bless his firstborn. Okay. And this is exactly what Isaac would like to do. Okay? Now, so he said to Esau that he should go to, you know, hunt for him and, you know, cook and make him a savory food, you know, food that Isaac loved. Okay, and ask him to bring it to him so that he would you know, bless him after he had taken the food. Okay. Now, strange enough, when you look at verse 5, yeah, now Rebecca was listening. Right? This mother was like what do you call it? Yes. All right, then overheard what the father said to the firstborn. So she came out. She came up with an idea of deceiving the own husband. It's quite unimaginable. Right? Now, so a class, yeah? I don't know how to draw it. But this, how would I look at it? Just now I asked you to read chapter 24, right? Now, when they came together, right? Even though at that point in time, Isaac did not know about. Right? Now, the love, it seems that was so intense, so intimate, and so consoling, right? That even, you know, the void within Isaac was filled by the coming of Rebecca. Okay? By the coming of Rebecca. You understand what I'm saying? Right? Now, as they have children, you find that this love that they had for one another is begin to disappear. You know, to an extent that, you know, husband and wife cannot even talk to one another freely. So the wife, see, you know, in a normal setting is, okay, if a family have two children. You know, whatever decision the parents would like to make on the children, the husband and wife would first discuss. You understand what I'm saying? But it seems that here, that kind of bond is broken for some reason. It's not there anymore. It's like the father cannot even talk to the mother. Yeah, the husband cannot even talk to the wife about what to do with the children. It's like, you know, they have, after some years, they have grown apart. Right? Their marriage is strained. Right? It's no longer a loving one, a loving relationship. Now again, right? Again we said, yeah. Again we said, as Christians, that's why we always said to the youngsters, okay, if you want to get married, you cannot just jump into marriage, because there are so many things that we need to learn. Even after you have married for many, many years, yeah, we still learn how to what? Live with one another in peace and in love. You get what I'm saying? It's not that simple. It's not like what you say, oh, just by eating a pie. No! Ask Victoria, no, Olivia, I cannot think. But she's happy anyway. We'll see after 10 years. It's your honeymoon period. First year. Okay. So class, you get what I'm saying now. So from here we can learn something very important. I think based on Genesis itself, there are so many types of relationship. One is H plus Y. The other one is what? Sibling. Okay. Now the other one is relationship with the outside world. Okay. Now, actually, this kind of relationship can be seen in the book of what? Genesis, outside world. Yeah. Now, you find that here, Isaac. When you look at Isaac, as far as this is concerned, yeah, he passed the test with flying colors.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah? No, because
he didn't have a sibling, you know, living together with him. That's why we can't comment on this. But as for this, initially he did very well, and then what happened later on? He fell.
Sometimes our faith is put to the test.
Yeah. And especially, you know, the test can come from the different set of the relationships that you have in this life. Okay? Now in the normal setting in the church, the husband and wife, and then sibling, outside world, and we have actually have one more set apart from the vertical one,
the one more set of relationship
with our co-workers. Now you find that, you know, any of this relationship can actually ruin our faith in God if we are not careful. You get what I'm saying? Yeah? Can cause our faith what? To crumble as a result. Is that not true? Right? So when you look at the book of Genesis, you can see this. Yeah? Now not only this one must be good, this one must be good. This one must be good. And this one must be good as well. Not easy. Not easy. Right? Especially if you have children, yeah? You're like what? Your family expands. Now, so very sadly to me, I think this, as far as Isaac is concerned, and his marriage has
some sort of a hidden problem which the Bible does not really reveal it.
Okay, now we come back. Chapter 27. So obviously the mother came up with a very bad idea. You know, to say to the son, look, you know, go and deceive your father. Put on what kind of skin of the kids? Put on it, you know, so that the father might be, you know, deceived. So it's quite unbelievable. How can the wife teach the son to deceive the father, deceive the husband? We can't imagine that. Very difficult. Okay. Now, so obviously, Isaac was deceived because he could not really see. You know, actually, he was quite a discerning person as well. When Jacob came in and started talking to him, he could recognize that, hey, this guy actually was Jacob. Yeah, his voice is Jacob's voice. Yeah. But when he touched him, the guy is so hairy, so Esau. When he smelled him, well, this is the smell of Esau. You know, that kind of thing. So he was deceived. Okay, now what I want you to look at is verse 27 to 29. Yeah? Okay, now some people came up with an idea to explain why Rebecca deceived the husband. Okay, now the reasoning is based upon fulfilling the will of God. Remember I told you about early on that God spoke to who? God spoke to Rebecca. Yeah? And he said the young one should serve the older one. Remember this is found in Romans, yeah? And that has to do with the blessing of election, yeah? Okay? Now, when you look at the blessing given to Isaac, chapter 27, yeah, verse 27 to 29, you find that what? This is the blessing of the firstborn. Yeah? And quite different from the blessing of election. Right? Now, when you look at the blessing given to Jacob, this one is to Jacob, yeah? And this one is the second blessing is to Esau, yeah. And that is the blessing of a child. It's not exactly the blessing of the firstborn. Right?
Now, what I want to do is that I want you to understand these two blessings actually do not have anything to do with the blessing of election. How do you know? Okay? Now, based on what I said early on, in the conversation between God and Rebecca, right? And part of the conversation was quoted by Paul, okay, to substantiate the idea of God's election. It's above human influence, and is above, you know, the tradition of man. You get what I'm saying now? Right? And apart from this, I'm going to read chapter 28. Before Jacob fled to his uncle's house, Laban's house. Now, I want you to turn to chapter 28. And see the contents of the blessing given by Abraham to Jacob before he left. Now, verse 3 and verse 4. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of peoples, and give you the blessing of Abraham. To you and your descendant with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. This is the blessing of election. Okay? Right? Now, so to say that Rebecca had to resort to deceiving Esau in order to achieve the will of God is wrong. You get what I'm saying? Is that clear? Right? Based on all this conversation and blessing given in Genesis, there is no trace or no sign which suggests to us that, you know, suggests to us that the blessing of election is mentioned in the blessing of the firstborn and the blessing of the secondborn. You understand what I'm saying? The blessing of election is independent of this. Is that clear? Am I making myself clear or I'm okay? Okay. I don't know how to start them. Okay. Put it this way, to summarize it, there are two types of blessing. Yeah? One is the blessing of the firstborn and the second. Okay? And the other one is election, means you are chosen by God. Okay, this blessing of election is different from the normal blessing of the firstborn and the secondborn. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? Now, so you find that Abraham blessed Jacob before he left his family home, tells us that he gave Jacob the blessing of election. It means that Isaac actually knew about God has chosen Jacob to be the line of, to be the aid, how can I put it, to be the line of the line of Abraham, continuation of this lineage, as far as God's choosing is concerned. You get what I'm saying? He knew. Yes, it's not about this. Has nothing to do with the conversation between God and Rebecca. If I make myself clear, you get what I'm saying now? You know, sometimes when I talk too much, I don't know what I'm talking about. Sorry. Sometimes, obviously, I blame it on tiredness. Actually, it's a sign of old age. What can I say? Thank you. Oh wait. Okay. All right. Now. So. Class. So from here, class. Listen. Hello. I'm talking. So from here, it's quite clear. We cannot deceive others. Yeah. We cannot. You know. I can give you a very simple example. All right. Now, if you know that someone is causing trouble in the church, okay, can I just chuck him out of the church for the good of the church? No, I can't do that. You understand what I'm saying? Right? Can I resort to killing just for the sake of the gospel? No, you can't. You understand what I'm saying now, right? So we cannot say because Rebecca wanted to achieve the will of God, you know, therefore he resorted to deceiving the husband. That is wrong. That is inaccurate as far as biblical interpretation is concerned. Is it all right? Right? Okay, we move on. Now, I want you to come to chapter 27, yeah? 27. Today we have to finish up to chapter 31. Okay. Whether you like it or not, I have to finish up to chapter 31. And too much conflict when you read on. Okay, now. And when Esau came to know about it, and obviously he lost hope, right? Now, I want you to look at the reactions, yeah? From Esau, okay? Now, verse 36, verse 35 and 36, but he said, your brother came, verse 36, and Esau said, is he not rightly named Jacob? Jacob means supplanter. Supplanter or deceitful. One who takes the heel. Okay. Now, he took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing. Have you not reserved a blessing for me? Okay, obviously he wept bitterly as a result, okay? Now, I want you to look at verse 41 now. Look at the term given, yeah? Some of the reactions, right, of Esau. Now, and you find that this is the word, yeah, also used, yeah, in the case of Joseph and his brothers, okay? The Bible says he hated Jacob because of the blessing. Now, when someone was so angry, is filled with hatred, obviously he cannot think carefully and correctly. Now, what was in his mind? I want you to read verse 41, then Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the day of mourning for my father are at hand, then I will kill my brother Jacob. This is unbelievable. He said, the mourning for my father are at hand. The mourning for my father is at hand. It's like he is predicting that the father is going to die very soon. Will you do such a thing? Even if your father is very sick, we don't say, oh, tomorrow he will die. Will you say that? No. You understand what I'm saying? Can you see how confused he has become? Why? Because of? He could not think straight anymore. You get what I'm saying now? Right? That's why I tell you, class, yeah? Even if you're angry with someone, whoever, you cannot and you must not and you should not ever harbor hatred in your heart. And this thing will kill you, I'm telling you. And this thing will what? Take your faith away from God. Right? You get what I'm saying now? Very important. He hate. Okay. Can someone... where is it? I want you to read the verse in Proverbs. Chapter 12, isn't it? Oh no, chapter 10. Now verse 12, yeah? Hatred stirs up what? Strife, isn't it?
Strife.
Now, as far as Esau was concerned, yeah, and that kind of strife is at its highest, it's of the highest order, killing. Okay? Murdering. Right? Stirred up by? Right? Now, so you find that we cannot allow our emotion to rule in our hearts, okay? Or we said, okay, to use another word, we said impulses. Proverbs 10, 12. Yeah? So we cannot allow this fleshly impulses to rule in our hearts. Right? So now that's why we always say that we need to pray to God, you know. We pray to God to remove, to get rid of all these evil elements within. Okay? Is that clear?
Plus.
Okay. You hate anyone? Do you hate me for giving you tests? You hate me for you hate anyone in the church? You hate your parents, your sibling, your brother and sisters who have taken your sweet. I hate you because you have eaten my sweet. You hate anyone? Okay. So remember, yeah? Remember, no matter what happened, we must pray to God. Okay? Sometimes unpredictable things can happen to us in life. Okay? Unpleasant things can happen to us, but we must rely on God. Just like in this case, Esau developed this hatred. Right? You find that he whatever he said did not make sense. He could not see sense anymore. How could you expect your father to die? Yeah? And you know, the day of mourning is near. How can you say such a thing? And you know what he said? On the day of the father death, and then what happened? He would kill his brother. It's like in a family, there will become double bereavement. Is it not true? Crazy. It's out of his mind. Right? Now remember, this happened within the family of God. Yeah? It's quite sad. It's very, very sad. So we must not allow this to happen, okay? I'm slow, I'm behind schedule. Okay, question. Any question? Yes. Rebecca, she did. She was coming up. I think she started the problem. Yeah, she's the root of the problem. She started it. And it's like practically the family is split up. Because later on Jacob had to flee for his life. The whole family dismantled. And who suffered? No, she died without seeing Jacob. Without seeing Jacob. And I think the one who suffered the most is Jacob. Okay, we say a silent prayer. Amen. Yep.